Welcome to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 is the number if you'd like to join the conversation today. In the studio with me today is Bruce Cummins from NAS Pensacola. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so
much. I still said it wrong, didn't I?
Yeah, you know what? We just had that conversation, but it is absolutely no worries.
I was looking at it phonetically, just like Andrew told me, and I still messed it up.
Go figure, right? Well, there's a dump button. No, we're way past that. Yeah. Anyway, hey, Bruce Cummins here from Naval Air Station Pensacola Public Affairs Office. Happy to be here. And with me today is Warrant Officer Christopher Paredes. He works out of the NAS Pensacola Public Affairs Office, and we're getting ready for one of the biggest events in the Panhandle area.
Which one is that?
I don't know. I knew that there was the Seafood Festival this past weekend.
Yeah, there was.
Did you get a chance to get out there for that?
I didn't. No, how about you?
Nope. I missed that one, but I'm still trying to get a poster. My wife has collected these posters for a decade now.
Oh, and, nice.
She's all over. You know how those are fun. You know what I mean? It was a lot of fun. But we've got another massive event coming up here soon. The 2024 Naval Air Station Pensacola Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show.
That's the one.
You know these magic little boxes we all have, the phones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mine blows up consistently and regularly at all hours of the night with people requesting information about it. So we wanted to get on here and talk a little bit about the air show and what some people could expect, you know, from this event. So November 1st and 2nd, that's the key thing right there. Now, a lot of people are still asking for tickets that you can purchase for the air show. Wanted to stress one of the most important things about this. Air show's free. It's open to the public. You know, just come on board. You know, spectators that haven't purchased seating, which is no longer available, I'm sorry, you're encouraged to bring your own seating, you know, something that you can carry, you know, like some beach chairs, something like that. And the gates are going to open at 8 o'clock for this, but we're asking people not to queue up on the roadways beforehand. Now, bear in mind, this is November 1st and 2nd. All right. Still coming up, still a couple of weeks off, but the men and women at Naval Air Station Pensacola, the MWR department, as well as the entire command, gearing up for this pretty hardcore and want to make sure that everybody has a great time. So, you know, lots of avenues to get some information from. One of the most important ones right there is going to be the actual website for that, which is NASPensacolaAirShow.org.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a .com. It's a .org, NASPensacolaAirShow.org, as well as the NAS Pensacola Facebook and X pages, X, the formerly known as Twitter. Right, but that's at NASPCola, all caps, at NASPCola as Facebook and X. And the Instagram is NASPensacola, lowercase. So look on those. We're posting all kinds of information about this air show and hope to see a lot of people there. Now, Warrant was here as a student a couple years ago and got to see an air show. You want to talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things that's pretty special about this year specifically for the theme of the air show is that we'll be celebrating the 55th anniversary of the moon landing mission.
Mm.
And so what's pretty unique is that this theme is exemplary of the very long-standing relationship the United States Navy, United States Marine Corps has shared with each other. It spans about 200 years. So to date, about one quarter of American astronauts served within the United States Navy and the Marine Corps. And astronaut Neil Armstrong is actually a United States Navy naval aviator, which is pretty special. We hold this theme pretty near and dear to our hearts, myself especially, as a former student of Naval Air Station Pensacola.
Absolutely, and you're part of the retrieval process as well, going out to pick up the astronauts.
NAS Pensacola has been instrumental in retrieving, you know, some of the capsules that have touched down over the last several years, right? And every time that that happens, you get a bunch of boats out in the Gulf, and everybody's looking, trying to get a glimpse of this capsule. That shows the fascination that individuals have with exploration, with, you know, making sure that we can do that. NASA's theme is, you know, making that available to everybody. And, you know, the knowledge that comes from just exploring and things like that. So the curious nature that everybody has is something that we're looking to explore a little bit during this air show. So, you know, you've been to air shows before, I'm assuming. You've been to one here?
Yep.
Okay. It's always been kind of neat, you know. It's always been kind of neat. This year, the individuals that are putting this together, i.e. the air show director as well as our MWR department, wanted to take it to kind of the next level. All right. So along with the airplanes that are in the sky, there's a ton of stuff going on the ground. All right. A lot of displays, a lot of interactive things that individuals can get involved with. And everything's themed around, you know, that 55 years since the lunar landing right there. So that's where the celebrating one small step comes from. Also piggybacking off of that, redesigned the logo for Naval Air Station Pensacola. Now, for those of you who don't know, NAS Pensacola has been a naval air station for 110 years, 1914 before that naval station and everything. And that logo's been part of the history for, I want to say, since the 1930s, maybe early 40s. Mm. Pardon me. But we took a little liberties with the logo and turned it into something that's a little more modernized and also has an appeal to the theme of the air show. Mm. So I'm encouraging everybody to take a look at that. Jay Gosling, that's the name of the duck.
Yeah. Yep, right? Absolutely.
Jay Gosling. All right. He, instead of landing on the water, he's breaching the clouds, and you can see the stars and the moon in the background right there. So that's one of the things we teased early on. And some people caught a hold of that, you know.
Nice.
And we're hoping that everybody takes a look at what we've got to offer via the air show and some of the other unique things. Now, our social media pages, we've been putting out some videos. I don't know if you've seen any of those, but those are kind of unique. And they're just showing, you know, some little hints about what could be happening at this air show.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the one big question that everybody keeps asking? Have you heard anything about this? Anybody talking to you?
I know that whenever you go to base, the big thing people want to know is about IDs.
Mm-hmm.
Do they need them?
You know, for coming onto the installation for the air show, we're still going to require everybody to have a valid form of identification. Right there. That's going to be a U.S. government or a state government as part of the screening process to come on board. Now, right there, anybody under 18, they're not going to have the ID card and all that. But make sure that when you're coming up through there, make sure you've got that ID card or identification so you can come on and enjoy what we've got going on. That's one of the other things that we had been talking about is the fact that the gates are going to open at 8.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is a high demand item for a lot of people. There's a lot of air show enthusiasts that travel all across the country to come and see, you know, some of the attractions that are going to be at this particular air show. We can't have everybody queuing up at the front gates, you know, and blocking traffic. Some people still have to get in there and do some work. So the gates are going to open at 8 and asking people not to block the lanes. All right. Want you to get there early, but we can't have everybody queued up waiting for that gate to open because people have still got to get in. I think we already mentioned the fact that it was free, right?
Did yes, we did.
Remember how much that cost?
Free?
It was free.
I think
that's
it's
right.
Zero.
That's right. Just making sure. Air show November 1st and 2nd is free and open to the public. So make sure that you're on there and ready to enjoy this and have a great time.
So gate opens at 8 o'clock. What time does the air show start?
Air show is going to start around 9:30. So that'll give everybody enough time to get in, make sure that they get a good seat, and get prepared for it. Lots of vendors that are going to be there as well. Still finalizing some of that, but there'll be food and beverage options available, as well as some merchandise for purchase for individuals that want a memento of the show. All right. Once again, the individuals that are putting this together, that's a week-long, well, it's a year-long effort in the planning, and then putting that together the week of is just it's just a task that's Herculean by any stretch of the imagination. So the individuals at NAS Pensacola, the men and women that work there, they're, you know, dedicated to making sure that everybody can have a great time and putting in long, tireless hours as we're leading up to this to make sure that people can enjoy. So you see that sailor that works on board the air station, make sure you give them a thumbs up, because one of the main reasons that we put this air show on every year is for the community, all right? We've been such an integral part of this community for 110 years, you know, probably going back a little further than that. But as a naval air station, the lineage that can get traced back there, every single individual that has come to learn how to fly an aircraft, whatever it's a Navy and Marine Corps, Navy or Marine Corps individual joining to learn how to fly an aircraft or work on an aircraft, this is where they come to school. So there's so much history and tradition in Pensacola that Naval Air Station Pensacola is so proud to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of these guys that are here, this sense of community that they have with the, you know, Escambia County and Pensacola area, Pensacola proper, it's just unparalleled. I've been around at a lot of duty stations, and I'm sure you have too, Warren. The relationship that we share with the community is it's just something truly special and unique, and to be able to celebrate this with the air show is phenomenal.
Yes, absolutely. We're so excited to share just all these events with the local community, not just the community, of course, but the surrounding area that is, you know, further reach than the panhandle.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing children especially get excited about aviation and the military especially, it's truly special. You know, seeing... there's something special about, you know, seeing planes fly in the sky, of course, but not everyone gets to see, you know, fighter jets and all kinds of different military aircraft flying. And I remember as a child myself going to see the Blue Angels, you know, down in South Florida. And so being here, getting to share this experience with the community is extremely exciting as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the Blue Angels obviously are going to do this. This is their homecoming air show.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, they should be there.
The last big hurrah.
I'm also getting asked a lot of questions about one of the other premier acts, okay? And that's from one of our sister services. And you know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
you're right breaking there. Some news right now?
I know. Nothing that hasn't been put out.
I know.
We put that out in, I think it was May. Was it May? Somewhere out in there, late May, we announced that the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds would be joining the air show this year. This has only happened four times, you know, since both these teams have been around, that they performed at the same air show. So that makes it unique, and that makes it an even more high-demand, you know, product that's coming out. So the Thunderbirds are going to be there, as well as the Blue Angels, but there's a laundry list of other performers that are coming around, too.
Well, a quick question. So the Blues are in the air at 2. Do the Thunderbirds piggyback on that time, or do they have their own thing that they're doing?
Yeah, the headliners are the Blue Angels, so it would stand to reason they're going to be the last ones to go. Mm-hmm. But the logistics of some of the flight times and all that, that's still getting put together with our air operations department.
Okay.
But they're working on it, making sure everybody gets a good good time to look at it. Now, some of the other confirmed acts that we've got, there's an F-35A Lightning demo team right there. Now, that's the Air Force fifth-generation fighter, so that should be a lot of fun for people to have a go at and see. So have you ever seen that one, by the way?
I haven't, no.
Oh, wow. Look up some videos on that. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
The stuff that that bird can do is pretty amazing right there. SOCOM Paracommandos will be there as well. Now, these are your jumpers, and, you know, they'll display the flags and all that good stuff. But look forward to some of that. That should be a really good time as well. Now, along with the Air Force's F-35, we got the Navy's F-35. Right? That demo team is going to be here as well. So that's something that people could plan on looking at. And some of the other names that are going to be present at this air show include Adam Baker and the Rad Aerosports and Matheny Air Show. Some of these have been around. Some of them are new, you know, to our particular air show, but they're all very experienced. And everybody's pretty excited to come to this. Everybody gets the... gets how different and unique this air show is.
Mm-hmm.
The Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels together in one place. Yeah, that's something that doesn't happen a lot. So we're pretty excited that that's going to be the part. One of the best ways to keep up on when we announce the rest of the lineup, as well as some of the other attractions, is through the website. That's going to be NASPensacolaAirShow.org, as well as on our Naval Air Station Pensacola social media sites, which is our Facebook and X, formerly known as Twitter, social media pages. Both of those are at NASPCola, all caps, and the Instagram, which is NASPensacola, all lowercase. So make sure you check those for updates. We're going to start posting more and more as we get closer to the site. So please, you know, keep looking at that, and we look forward to seeing everybody. Historically, the air shows had between 150 to 200,000 people at it each day. Think those numbers are going to fall this year, okay? Where the amount of interest that's been shown, not only nationally but internationally, a lot of people are interested in this. We've got so many requests from individuals from other countries who want to come and see this. So we're excited to share that, but just bear in mind it's going to be a pretty crowded day.
We do have a question on the text line, 850-437-1620, by the way, if you want to ask a question. For the air show, is the front gate and back gate open for the show.
Both gates will be open for traffic. And as we said, they're going to open at 8. And we would like people not to queue up in front of those. You know, there's still some people that have got to get in to make this air show happen. So be courteous when you're on the roads and getting ready for this thing, okay?
All right. What's next?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you had... That was the question.
That was
it?
The question, yes.
It was. I think, pardon me, I'm sorry. I had a bit of a cough going this morning right here. Some of the static aircraft displays that we're going to have are, you know, going to be epic. So you get to see some historic U.S. military aircraft, as well as some current things that are going to be kind of neat to see. Looking at Short Tucano, an L-5 Sentinel, and a T-34A Mentor, as well as your usual T-6, T-44s, and the T-45s. A-16 will be there, and as well as an F-A-18C and a Skyhawk. So make sure you come down. Once again, this isn't something that's just going to be happening in the air. This is something that's going to be happening on the ground as well. There is a little something that we're in the process of putting together for some individuals, and we've got some unique partnerships going on without that. Now, not going to really say a whole lot about it yet, but we've partnered with every NASA space center out there. There's 5 of them, and some of them could be bringing some very interesting sorts of things. This is, once again, all in celebration of the 55th anniversary of the lunar landing. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be celebrating one small step. If you've got some school-age kids, make sure that they get a chance to come out and see some of this. There's a lot of STEM activity that could be going on. So
yeah.
Make sure and keep your eyes peeled for any information that we've got on that, as well as just plan on being there, because I think for everybody. Now, you know, we're looking at some of these, you know, the static displays or some things that they could have set up out there at the air show. And I'm 55 years old, but I still want to get out and play with some of this stuff that they've got. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this might be a really great opportunity for some of the school age kids to get out there and get involved and see some of the stuff that we're offering, as well as the potential for a, you know, science or technology, engineering, math type of career. That should be a lot of fun for everybody who wants the God's honest truth. All right, there. Once again, the air show is November 1st and 2nd at Naval Air Station Pensacola. Mm-hmm. All right, it's one of the great ones. Now, we have the Pensacola Beach Air Show. All right,
yes.
And we've made several different comments about how that one's the JV. Just kidding. That one has a great, great reputation, and I've been to it several times. It's a lot of fun. So some of the individuals that have put that on, we've had a little spat going back and forth, but in a very friendly way. They support us, and we'll support them as much as we possibly can. But this one is the Homecoming Air Show. Now, the Homecoming Air Show, for those of you who don't know, the Blue Angels are actually based at NAS Pensacola. This is their home station. They're out so many weeks of the year doing shows all over the country. And this is the last show of the show season. And this is our opportunity to welcome them back to their home, you know, NAS Pensacola, the cradle mm-hmm. of naval aviation. That's why this one is special. The other reason this year, U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds are going to be participating. We'll have some more information about all of those. We'll start posting some more information as it becomes available. But right now, planning on having those two, as well as a host of other wonderful aerobatic displays and, functions that are going to be there at the air show. So make sure that you get out early and enjoy this. Should be a great time.
Yeah, we do have a couple more questions for you. Are there any accommodations for handicapped or walkers or scooters?
We do have a handicapped area that's going to be set up. Now, that's just going to be transiting from the vehicle parking to the air show viewing area. There's not a handicapped seating per se. Pardon me. But there is a handicap parking area that's going to be made available for everybody. We want the individual to have the best experience that they possibly can. So we're going to make sure that we take care of all of these individuals that are coming to our great base.
That's awesome. Next question is actually kind of more Navy general. So with the Navy's 249th birthday coming up, October 13th, is there anything special planned?
Well, for the birthday, every naval installation is going to celebrate the Navy's birthday. That's, something that we always look forward to each and every year. I would recommend looking at some of the social media pages for the various commands on base to see what they have planned and make sure that you can plan accordingly so you can celebrate the Navy's birthday. Now, 249 years, that's a good long while right there that the Navy's been around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're looking forward to celebrating that. Man, that's coming up in 2 weeks. I just realized that.
Yes. Right? Quick, coming up
that
quickly.
Has come. Everything just starts rolling together when you're putting together this air show.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, the air show this year, we're not celebrating the Navy's birthday at it, all right? But keep your eyes peeled for anything that might happen in the future.
All right, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for our guests from NAS Pensacola. What is the, actually, should people bring along hearing protection?
Highly, highly encourage people to do that. Now, guys like myself and Warren Officer, who've been on the flight line for a good long while, it kind of just doesn't matter anymore.
We're used to it at this point.
You can bring, I would highly encourage individuals to bring along some hearing protection. That's going to, saving that hearing is very, very crucial. And, you know, we always stress safety first, all right? So make sure that you bring some proper hearing protection, as well as we don't know how the weather is going to be. November, it could either be cold or it could be warm. It was a couple of years ago, you remember, it was like 75 during the day. Absolutely gorgeous, all right? A little bit of wind, you know, a little bit of wind burn. That sun dropped. Because, you know, we're there quite long hours during that day.
Mm-hmm.
It was 35 degrees when the sun went down. So plan accordingly. Make sure that you do that. But I encourage some hearing protection as well as some sunscreen and some lip balm.
What happens if it rains?
Rains right there. We don't really have one. We're just going to knock on wood. And you really had to ask something like that, didn't you?
I'm sorry. Especially on your website.
Those are things that the air show director and the commanding officer of the base take into consideration,
mm-hmm.
You know, for if something like that does happen.
Okay, perfect. Are you still taking vendors for the event? And if so, how do they find out more information?
Yeah, no, vendors for the event, if individuals that are interested in possibly doing that. Now, I can tell you right now it's getting a little late in the game to try and get that worked, but they should try and contact the Navy NAS Pensacola Morale, Welfare, and Recreation office for that. I don't have that number up actually right now, but there's if you go onto the NAS Pensacola airshow.org website, you'll be able to see some of the food and merchandise vendors forms and regulations that they're going to need to follow. So I would look at doing that. Well, that would be the best way for somebody to go about doing that in this late stage of the game. Once again, that's a month away. We're really getting geared up for this and making sure that we're ready to rock and roll.
One other question for you on the text line, and I think the answer lies in the question, but we'll see. Are the Blues and Thunderbirds both having sneak passes planned for the event?
Well, now that's something the air show director as well as the air boss are going to be working out. So that's a question that I get quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sure they've got something special planned. All right. But that's something that the air ops, the air boss, as well as the air show director are going to coordinate. But keep your eyes open, you know, for something that could happen. And we're going to try to announce as much as we can without ruining any surprises. We want everybody to have an absolutely phenomenal experience at this. We know it's going to be a great time. We just want to make sure that everybody has a great experience. Don't want to tip the hand on too many things that could be going on.
Mm-hmm. Are pets allowed?
Pets are not going to be permitted at this, right? There's a lot of access procedures that we need to follow. And just for the safety of everyone that's at the air show, we're not going to be allowed to have pets come to this. And honestly, with the amount of noise that's going on, it terrifies a lot of animals. I've got my dog, which I've brought to the air station, not on an air show day or a practice day or anything, but he was less than thrilled about that. All right.
All right, so, perfect. So we're wrapping things up one more time with the website if people want to learn more about the air show.
That is NASPensacolaAirShow.org, as well as check the NAS Pensacola social media pages on the Facebook and Twitter, formerly known.